Oh, hello, my loves. Hello, hello, hello. Hi. Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm learning about Telegram as well doing this. So I've just done this once already. And yeah, and just learning. I hadn't recorded it. So there we go. Here we are again. Welcome to day one. And I'm super, super excited for you, knowing that this is going to be an incredible journey for you. And there are two things that we really want to take away. One, that money and love are the fuel to your life, okay? And they're not separate. They are the same. They are connected because they are energy, all right? That you're not here to have only one and only the other, but actually are the same energy. This is going to be a big theme for the whole of these 24 days. The second is where your work is and where it's not. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today, because we want to be shifting your mindset, okay? Shifting your belief patterns away from the idea that you have to make it happen and you have to strive to make it happen. You've got to force it. Even if you're doing that by endless meditation and endless focusing and endless writing and visioning and all of this, that you've fallen into the same, I have to make it happen, to actually that it is already done and my job is to learn how to receive. Okay, did you hear that again? That it's not that you've got to make it happen, like you've got to create it and birth it and do everything, but in fact that it's already done and it's your job to receive it. Now, how does that happen? Very simply, on your journey throughout your life, or lives beforehand, but on your journey of your life, you have naturally been going through a process of preferencing, okay? Saying, I want like this, I don't like this, I want more of this, I don't want more of that. You've naturally been doing that emotionally and energetically and mentally throughout the existence of your life. And those preferences, Abraham Hicks calls it setting off rockets of desire. You emotionally have been sending off thoughts, and the universe has been capturing that energy and saying, oh, you want that, you want that, you want that, you want that. There is no exclusion. So it's all you want that, you want that, you want that. And like making a cake, all of those preferences are like ingredients for your cake. Okay. The universe has been collecting them, and vibrationally, you've been creating this sort of vibrational, energetic bank, but let's call it a big cake. Okay. So throughout your life, you've already done that part of the job. There's nothing to do, nothing to be done. You know what you want. You've already been living it. It's already been happening. You've already been creating it. And what you don't want, when things haven't been as you wanted them, you've set off massive rockets of desire to say what you do want. And in the contrast of not having what you want, you've set off huge rockets of desire of what you do want. So what you want, the universe has already captured. Okay? Now the universe, the law of attraction together, have been creating, and your higher self, okay, have been creating this cake, all right, this lovely, beautiful, vibrational cake of everything that you want in your life. And there is so much. It's total and utter abundance, complete abundance. There is more than enough for not just this lifetime, but many lifetimes. You are the vibrational equivalent of a multi-billionaire. There is so much you have done already, okay? So then it's done. It's done, it's done, it's done, all right? Now, when you feel nudges of inspiration, desires for change, and you feel it from your inner being, this push to move forward, this push to do something, this push to, even sometimes it's just popping down to the shops or grabbing, you know, sometimes it's a bigger desire for something, a bigger change. But when you feel it from your inner being, from your inner self, this is the universe telling you that your cake is baked. It's done. And the next slice of your cake is ready in the physical realm for you to meet it. And sometimes to meet it takes stepping stones to get there. All right. So it will be nudging you to the path of least resistance to getting your next bit of cake. All right. It's not a crumb. It's a big slice of cake. But the universe does not work in the way of giving you, here's your whole cake and you can have it now, because that would be so unsatisfying. And what would be the point of the journey of your life if you suddenly went, you were born and here's this cake, boom, done. Yeah, we don't live in this perfect little world, because what would be the point? You wouldn't grow, you wouldn't expand, you wouldn't learn anything, because the universe itself is an ever-growing, ever-expanding, infinite, eternal experience that is ever-evolving. It is not done, therefore your cake is not done, in the fact that you're not going to receive all of that cake all in one go. And actually, your cake continues to grow and continues to bake and continues to evolve. The only time you're going to receive all that cake is when you die, okay? But you don't have to wait that long. You're going to receive all your cake as you have been through your life, receiving bits of cake, bits of cake, bits of cake. That, oh yeah, this is really great. So the cake is done and you can receive these nudges, these alignments, these desires when you feel this push to go here, this push and pull, come here, yes, next step, next step. And if you think over the last year, just in the last year of the experiences that you've had, when you have felt a soul push, a soul nudge, a calling, a moment here when everything has lined up. I love it, like when I drive, it feels like that, you know, I'm always being guided to the easiest, graceful path of the journey. And this universe is wanting to give you not just like one bit here and one bit there, but thousands of ways of receiving every single day of your preferences. Throughout your day, you are receiving nudges and guidance and bigness. And some of it is so natural that you don't realize that you're doing it, whereas other things are more intense for bigger changes. Your job, or our job, is to honor, listen, validate, and have faith in those nudges, that guidance, and accept that it is done. It is done for you, and have faith that it is done. The whole focus of your work, of your life, is to be in how I am receiving. Am I receiving the nudges and the guidance, and am I willing and open to receive what I want? The bit of cake, the next bit of cake, the next bit of cake. Now, along this journey, the universe is always, the law of attraction is always reflecting back to us, showing us where we are available to receive the cake or not. It's very clear. It's not judgmental. It loves and adores you and wants you to have absolutely everything that you want, because it's done. The cake is ready. And it's saying, when you feel these desires, you know, these soul nudges and desires and inspirations, it's saying you are done. Your inner being is saying you're ready. You're ready. The cake is ready. We know the cake is ready. It's ready on the, not just vibrationally, but it's ready on the physical plane for you. Yeah. But then we have these conscious beliefs and this sort of like old clothing that we're kind of wearing of beliefs and resistances of other people's beliefs or beliefs we've taken on, the idea that we're not good enough and we can't have it and we shouldn't do it and it's wrong and it's bad. We have these things that stop us from just living from the truth that is going, you're ready for this, it's time to receive. You're ready from this, it's time to receive. To receive gracefully, with ease, love and money and resources and opportunities and everything. And so there are some things you are naturally receiving because you have little resistance, and other things that you're not receiving because you have a whole host of resistance. Now, as an example, 5 years ago, I was guided by the universe, and I met this coach who was a millionaire coach. And he told me he had never, ever, he was very harsh, and he was exactly what I needed. He told me he had never, ever, ever met anybody with the most resistance to receiving money, to having such a negative consciousness about money. And it was like a slap round the face. Absolute slap round the face. It was the biggest wake-up call and such a gift. And the universe had lined it all up perfectly, because I had my desire was telling me one thing and then being slapped in the face to go forward and then go, ah. Because those slaps in the face, those moments where the universe is reflecting back to you that you are not available, is because it's trying to show you that the only person who believes they're not good enough is you. Not your inner being, not the universe that loves and adores you and is totally abundant and everything is done and it's done and ready for you vibrationally and physically. And it's trying to show you it, but you, your conscious brain, your energetic system, the beliefs that you have, and particularly your mind, have these total bullshit beliefs that you're not good enough, you shouldn't have it, you're not worthy, blah, 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 all that stuff, which we'll explore. But it's trying to show you lovingly that it's your job to claim your power and acknowledge that you are the one stopping yourself from receiving. That's it. And once we clean that up and shift our energy, mind, body, energy, thoughts, and just simply become just a bit more available, it can come in. Just a bit more open, it can come in. Whether that is money, love, joy, relationships, sex, all of those things, it can come in. Now, that's not to beat ourselves up because we're unavailable for something. There is a reason. It's just we want to change it. And when we see that slap in the face, when we acknowledge that we have been unavailable, we can do something about it. We can decide whether we want to hold on to it or not. But by still having it outside of ourselves, by still seeing something being done to us, still giving our power away, we can't do anything about it. We're powerless. And the universe is always wanting to empower us to remember that we are infinite, eternal, ever growing, ever expanding, ever evolving beings, just as it is, because we are part of it. So, one, the job is not to worry about trying to figure it all out and get it all sorted, because it's done. It's done. The second job is to have faith that it is done, that it's done vibrationally, and it's done, and you will be ding, ding, dinged, like your cake being done and it's ready in the oven. You will receive nudges and you will receive inspiration and you will receive desires. And if you listen out for them, if you feel them, if you accept the guidance, you will be told the next bits of your cake are done and ready. And if you're here, it's because you know there is another bit of your cake that is ready for you. The bigger bits, there are many, many bits of cake, because it's not just one, but lots and lots of bits of cake, and they're not crumbs, but you're ready for another level of receiving. So you've maybe been receiving a small amount, but you're ready to really open up to the next level. But it's done. So your job is to listen and appreciate and love your soul guidance. And thirdly, to acknowledge where you're unavailable and where you're available, and actually reclaiming your power, that it is yours, that it is you who is being receptive and open or not. That's it. That's where the focus has to be. That's where it all needs to be, about being open and receptive and moving forward. So it makes it a whole lot simpler, doesn't it? We're not trying to do masses of stuff. We're trying to do a lot less. Now, but that doesn't mean you're sitting around, just sitting in your bed and allowing money to show up or a lover to show up or whatever, just simply doing nothing. It's not about sitting around and meditating for hours on end. It's simply about listening to those nudges and taking inspired action. Inspired action, okay? That you're actually moving forward with those nudges, with that guidance, with your mental desires, and reconnecting to that energy, that feeling, that emotion of it being done, that it's done. That's where we need to be, in the energy that it is done and it's ready for you. And how would it be if you're already there? So that you're staying simply. We're always looking for a whole way of methods to be open. Open and available. That's it. Open and available in our mind, open and available in our body, in our energy, in our cells, so that we're just putting down and releasing the resistance, the unavailability. That's it. That's where the focus is. So it's done. You get nudges. The ding, 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 your cake is ready, or the next bit of your cake is ready, or lots of your cake is ready. And your focus, your job, is simply to use, skills, techniques that we're going to be looking at, anything you found over your lifetime, already collecting a toolbox that helps you be available to receive the next level of money and love and come into yourself, more of your empowerment, which is why this is, like all my stuff, an empowerment program of you reclaiming your power, that it is you who makes yourself either unavailable or not. And it's the biggest slap in the face. There might be aha moments, but once you acknowledge that you have these beliefs or you have this energy, that you are being unavailable, you can do something with it. It's not being done to you, it is you. It's all you, because outside of you, the universe is rich, abundant, and totally available for you. It's already available for you. Everything is available for you. Everything is ready for you. Everything is coming to you. Everything is lined up for you. Everything is here now. It's just your job to receive it. So I will leave you some journal prompt questions as well, just to help you reflect. You may perhaps want to listen to this a few times because it's a shift of perspective. Feel the energy in it, and it's going to stir some stuff up, but great, that's why you're here, with much love. And use journal prompts, make some time, and, you know, just to really see how that feels for you. And we'll explore where you're available and where you're not. So sending you much beautiful love. Have a beautiful day, and I'll speak to you soon.